Hello and welcome back to You Enjoy Life. I hope everyone is doing well out there. And this is just a podcast to really help you kind of think outside of the box of yourself and get inspired to try something new and do something different. And things have been going really well recently. My mother-in-law, I guess you could say, is in town. That's the word, right? Mother-in-law, my wife's mom. We're spending the holidays together. And yesterday we went snowmobiling and it was amazing. Colorado is obviously known for a lot of outdoor sports, but I think because I'm getting a little bit older, I don't have the same, like my instinct isn't the same to just like go out and do something wild in the snow, but I'm feeling this bug where I'm like, I want to go skiing, I want to go snowboarding, you know, I want to go ice climbing and do all these things. And snowmobiling was definitely the top of that list. And it was so freaking cool, so much fun. It was also scary. Like, you're getting on this machine and you're driving around the ice. It's not like an RV. You know, you're going on this machine and you're driving in the snow, and they're fast. They're really fast, and you're going around these turns. And, you know, it's a group of people. There's families on there. There's a 17-year-old kid. So it's not like it's actually like this really super dangerous thing. It was still a beginner's family thing, but I was surprised how much they pushed it. And a lot of the stuff we had to do that was like, whoa, this is like legit. I'm like in a bit of fear right now. So I thought that was awesome because it was me pushing myself. And I realized whenever you're experiencing some sort of fear, when you're trying something new, it's usually a good thing. Like fear, I like to say fear is something that can really hold people back. If you're living in a lot of fear about, you know, doing new things, when you're doing something new and you're a little bit scared, it could be anything from something extreme that's like physically dangerous or something that's just scary because like going up to your boss and, you know, asking for a raise, whatever it is. But when you do those things, it's actually like a good response because you're feeling something that means you're actually trying something new, something that's out of your comfort zone. That means you're growing. So if you're scared, if you get worried, like don't let it overcome you. But as long as you're taking action, you know, because fear without action, well, that's just, you know, you're just reacting and you're just being small and shutting down. When you have fear and you take action to sort of alleviate that fear or take action to like go into it, well, then amazing things can happen. So today I want to talk to you guys about an email I got recently. I'm not going to read the email. I know I've been doing that. And first off, thank you so much, everyone that's responding and writing emails in. It's been amazing. If you do have any questions or something you're struggling with, email me at youenjoylifemusic@gmail.com. You can find the email below. And you can write me anything, whatever you're going through, whatever's happening. I've done some podcasts recently, and it's kind of a launching board for me to start an episode. But it's also really nice because I feel more connected to you. I feel like I can share more. So recently I got this email from someone who I had actually answered the recent podcast about luck. And if you haven't seen that, a really cool podcast. I really enjoyed kind of sharing that perspective. But he, after I, you know, did the podcast and the email, he wrote back and he's like, you know, it's been very bothersome sometimes to hear how much depression you go through. Like, it's very hard for some of us to understand the demons that you're battling with because you're, you know, you're such a wonderful person. And it kind of just struck me. I was like, I feel like this is something I need to talk about because sometimes when you're listening to someone, or you're watching them, or you're inspired by them, it's easy to think that they have it figured out. It's easy to assume that someone is on camera, and because they're on camera, that must mean that they have the world figured out. And here's the thing. I might know a little bit more than some people about some things, right? I've been studying growth and life and depression and health and all the, and cooking and music and all these different things for a long time. I have been. And I've been putting myself through school. There's some things I've gone through school for and I have my degree. But listen, if just because I have a degree in marketing doesn't mean I know more than anyone. But there are a lot of things that I've spent most of my life studying and diving into and actually doing. You know, like let's take music for example. I perform hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows over the years, and I've written tons of songs and recorded and been in bands and taking myself very seriously and professionally in that world. However, I could have gone to music school and felt like, okay, I've got my degree, and because I have my degree, that means that people should assume that this, this, and this. No, but I've like actually been in it. It's like actually working a job. Once you're working a job, you know, there are some huge companies where the CEOs didn't go to school and they're making millions and billions of dollars. And once they're in it, people aren't questioning them, you know, if they're doing the right thing. But maybe there's other people that are like, well, I've got my degree, so I'm qualified for this, this, and this. But at the end of the day, it's about the proof. It's about what you're doing, what you're putting out in the world. So because I've experienced so much in life, I've come to the understanding, and I don't want to generalize with everyone, but it can feel like everyone, regardless of who you are, regardless of what you do, there's going to be ups and downs in the world. There's going to be pain. There's going to be suffering. And no matter what kind of program, I see all these people, these life coaches. Sometimes I forget, you know, it's like I have to remind myself just because I'm on Instagram and everyone I look at is like, you know, a coach or a healer or like, you know, some inspirational speaker. I forget that everyone in the world isn't pursuing that career. It's just kind of some of the people that I follow because it's inspiring to me. Sometimes I forget that, like, because of that, you know, there are other people that are doing different things and that not everyone's in that space. But when I see, you know, I have this one person that I follow, for example, and he's a really big motivational speaker and a coach, and he's got books out and he's on Oprah and he's praised by all these people. And everything I see of his is like very, you know, very inspiring. It's, you know, it's a little generic in the sense of like, okay, I've seen this before, but he's just doing it his way, you know. But it's so great. He's doing his thing and he's talking about like, while everyone else is stressing, you know, like I'm meditating and, you know, if you really want to like be happy, follow your dreams and, you know, all the kind of standard stuff that you hear in the world of motivation. But he's doing really well. He's making money off it and doing a business. And it's easy to look at someone like that and be like, wow, okay, he's battled his demons. Now he's written the book and now he's out here to share his story and how he overcame X, Y, and Z. But I don't really think that people just overcome everything. That's that. Maybe some people do, and maybe maybe that's their image. Maybe that's their sort of scheme, their marketing plan to, you know, present this self that's got it all figured out. And I get why, you know, because when you go to school and you have a professor that's supposed to be the professor and the expert at history, you know, you might question him or you might assume that he's the one that's got it figured out, and he's probably going to present the facts that he knows everything or most things. And I found that some of the best teachers that I ever had were the ones who sometimes were like, you know what? I don't know. You know, some teachers would get so frustrated when people would sort of challenge them in class because like, this is the teaching, read the teaching. I remember I have teachers that would yell at the students. They're like, this is the teaching. You know, we read this. This is what it says. And this is what we're going to follow. And I know, and I've been studying this. And it's like, whew. You know, like the moment you think that you're just a teacher and you stop learning, to me, that's the moment that life just kind of stops. I think there are a lot of people who build brands and they assume that, you know what, I'm building a brand now and I have to like present this face of myself that's, you know, got it figured out. Because if I'm going to be inspiring people, if people are going to be coming to me for answers. I better like look like and also be someone who has the answers and be someone who knows and be someone who presents this life that's great. It's like you hear a lot about the Instagram world and the life that people present on there. And it's like, how come everyone's just at the beach all the time? How come people are always just at the beach? You know, or they're doing something super cool. It's like, because that's what they're presenting to you. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you have to be aware that that isn't life. Life has spectrums. Life has ups and downs. People have things happen to them continually because they're experiencing life. If things were just good and going up, 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 there'd be nothing to compare it to. There'd be, you know, no salt to the sugar, you know. And I love salt and I love sugar because they're a contrast. Life isn't just sweet, you know. We don't just enjoy sweetness. We enjoy bitter and sour and salty and spicy, you know, and acidic and all these different things because there's so much experience in life. And sometimes I get this a lot where people get confused. Now, I'll admit that I created this world for myself. There was a long time when I was kind of playing the guru thing. And I'm glad I didn't do the podcast then because I think it would have been hard to snap out of it. But there was a long time where I felt like, okay, I've studied Buddhism. I see the way the world works. It all makes perfect, complete sense to me. I have no questions in the world at all. Like nothing. Everything makes sense. And I had this like very clear perspective, and I just wanted to share with people. That was it. I wanted to share with people mostly because I wanted to help people. There was probably a little bit of ego there too. Like, okay, I'm this person now that's got the answers. Like, I'm going to go share them. I was never the kid that had the answers. In school, I was bullied. I was picked on. I was made fun of. I was quiet. I was shy. I was all these things. I never had the answers, you know. But once I figured out, like, you know, the way the world worked, I just want to share with everybody. And what happened was I kind of pushed down a lot of my emotions. I was like, well, they don't matter anymore. I know where they come from, and I just don't need to talk about them. I just need to present people with this new reality and share with them. And what happened was very quickly I became very isolated. And I think for some people, maybe that's what they want. They want to be isolated. They want to be the monk in the cave, you know, reading books and kind of just barely ever speaking to people. But that's not what I wanted, you know, and life had a bigger and a different, not even bigger, but a different plan for me. So I'm going to talk about that now. But first, a quick message from our sponsor. So the biggest thing that I realized is that I'm supposed to experience suffering. And I know while it's confusing to see someone who is doing well in life and is talking about different ways to live, to see them as if they've got it figured out, but I don't. And I don't want to have it figured out, because having it figured out is a lie. It's a trap. Having it, quote unquote, figured out just means that you have developed such a strong viewpoint. It means that you have this sort of brick wall or this steel impenetrable force around you that you're not going to break. That's why when teachers, I started to realize that when they were just teaching, they weren't still learning. You know, I think the best teachers are always learning. They learn from the students. They're challenged. Because if you're, it's okay to come and say, hey, I know more about this. I'm going to teach you. But if you're not learning anymore, that just means you have your perspective. You know, and when people have perspectives, it's just, a lot of it's just BS. And the world's always changing. Think about, I think about this a lot, where something in science, so there's some great discovery that changes everything. You know, and it could be like when we discovered the world was round and people used to think it was flat. Now it's so obvious that the world isn't flat. You know, some people still believe it is, but most people, 99% of people don't. But there was a time when everyone thought it was flat and that was just the way it was. And then all of a sudden we discovered it's not, and it's a huge paradigm shift, you know. But before it was like it was impossible, inconceivable. And I see this in these small ways with science and nutrition. It's like people, you know, think about all the different diets. You know, one minute this diet's the best thing for you. Or even like things like coffee. But go back and forth. One research says, you know, you shouldn't drink coffee. Caffeine's bad. Another research says, like, oh, coffee's great for the mind. And it's this. And it's like, so one day it's good. The next day it's bad. And there's just a lot of confusion out there. But the thing is, things are always changing and they're growing. You need to figure out what's real to you. And that's probably going to be changing for a very, very, very long time. Might always be. Because your journey through life is to understand yourself and the way that you fit in the world and to figure out like what works for you. But that's not just going to be one way. You might, it's like anytime I feel like I've got it figured out now, I'm like, okay, on to the next thing, and something new comes up because I'm here to experience life. And a lot of life isn't fun. A lot of life is very depressing and sad. And you get into these situations where you're like, what have I become? Who am I now? And then something breaks through and you open up and you're like, oh, wow, this is the new space I'm supposed to be in. I wanted to be here. And I'm fighting my past because the past used to look pretty good. Like I'm living in Denver now. And there was a time when, you know, I was living in New York City and just surrounded by musicians and partying and doing all these really cool things, like just kind of floating around and single man and just whatever, living that kind of like free floating life. And I knew, I was like, you know, at one point it was great. And at one point I was like, this isn't what I want. Like, you know, I want to have a partner and explore life through that and really get to know myself and get to know someone else and build a life. And then all of a sudden, I do that and I create that world. And everything I asked for and wanted to create, I created. But then you start, you know, then I started thinking about like, well, you know, the past was fun. It was different. It was this. And like, I start having these false ideas that like what I had was better, you know, and I get depressed or down or like, oh, I'm not surrounded by my friends anymore and it's hard to find friends here. I have all these stories and things that get me down. But then I have those breakthrough moments where I'm like, oh, wait, no, this is what I wanted. This is what I asked for. And it's amazing. And I have nothing to complain about. And it just takes time to adjust to this life. So if you're someone who thinks that, you know, people that you listen to don't have problems or don't still go through depression, maybe they don't, but I don't think it helps to make these assumptions. I don't think it helps to assume that because someone is different than you and they're like, you know, in the limelight, that that means anything. I think about actors all the time. I mean, how many actors are being exposed now? People that you look up to, people that you respected and wanted to be like and were inspired by. You know, and then something comes out about them and you're like, your world shattered. You can't believe it. You know, athletes, it happened to athletes a lot where they're like these role models and they're amazing people and you see them and you see what you want to see and they show you what they want to show you. And then someday something comes out about them that they're actually like X, Y, and Z and it just shatters your world and people don't know what to do about it. But what just because someone's great at sports or just because someone's great, you know, on screen and you know, playing a character and channeling emotions, mostly actors, the reason that they're great at acting is because they can trigger those really deep, dark emotions. They can go to those places because in a lot of cases, they've been there in some way. They've been around that. And I don't think it's right to hold them to this assumption that they're supposed to have their life figured out. Because the truth is, unless you actually put in time to growing your life emotionally, to calling up your sort of demons and your darkness and dealing with it, you're going to continue to hide those things and just show what you want to show. And it's very scary when you're in the limelight. I experience this now where like there are eyes on me. There are people watching what I do. And if I just act like I'm one way and then like I try to come out later, people freak out. That's why to me, this podcast is so important to be honest and to share a lot of stories about like drug experiences and depression and, you know, addiction, things that I've gone through, because I'm not pretending that I'm someone that I'm not. I'm here to share everything with you guys because I'm not pretending that I'm someone that I'm not. And there's probably still more to come up, you know, and some of that looks dark and some of that looks light and great and inspiring. And I share this because I don't want you to think that I've got it figured out, because you don't need to have it figured out either. And if you're looking at me as someone separate than you, your whole life you're going to spend assuming that you're in one place and I'm in another. The only reason I got to where I got to is because I looked at everyone in the world one day, all the sages, all the celebrities, all the famous people, all the CEOs, everyone. I looked at everyone and I saw that we're all the same. We might have different actions, we might have different backgrounds, and we might look different, be different sizes, and have different viewpoints and all these things. But at the heart of it, we're all humans, we're all here, we're all capable of experiencing emotions. Everyone's capable of experiencing a huge wave of emotions and having different experiences. And we're all in this together in that way, I believe. But when you see separation, when you look at all those different people and you see that they're above you, or that it's one in a million or whatever, and that's why I talked about luck in the last podcast. It's very easy to be like, well, you know, you could try to be an actor, but the chances of you making it, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, there are no chances in life. There's no percentages. There's no, well, you got a this percent chance of having cancer, whatever. No, things happen or they don't happen. It's that simple. And everything has a reaction to it. So when you create separation in your world and you look at someone, you're like, there's no way they can be depressed, or there's no way they could have demons. It's like, I get it. And I know why, because I used to do it too. But it wasn't until I looked at everyone in the world and realized that they were all the same that an entire new life opened up for me. Because at some point, and I'd like to do this experiment, anyone that you sort of look up to or revere or even fear or intimidated by, maybe it's your boss, you know, maybe it's someone at work that does better than you. Look at them and just like look at them and remember that at some point they were a child. I do this in movies a lot. I'm watching a movie and I'm like, okay, this guy's this acclaimed actor and he's like got his personality and or he's got this big job or whatever it is, but yet he was just a child at some point, you know, and at some point he was in school and he was picking on kids, or he was being bullied and getting made fun of and dealing with all these things, and his parents were yelling at him and he was getting in trouble and he was trying new things, whatever it is. At some point he was a kid. And at what point did he really switch into an adult? Or maybe he just started studying some thing that he was really passionate about and got really good at it and got famous. And maybe he believes he got lucky or he worked the hardest and he has his reasons for, oh, I worked the hardest and, you know, I was right time, right place, all this stuff, you know? So when I look at people like that, it starts to humanize everyone. And I realize that I'm not separate, that anyone's capable of anything, and I get to choose who I want to be. But to me, what I want to choose is honesty and choose being someone who can actually make a stand for like what I believe is real in the world, which is being open and being vulnerable to you guys. Because I don't, I mean, I guess the biggest thing to say is like, I don't do this, honestly, because I'm trying to have accolades or to make money, or anything like that. I'm doing it because I feel like it is just a calling to share these things with you guys. And I've done a lot of things in my life where I did them to get hits, to get numbers, to impress people. And that's a never-ending chase. It is. But I do it because I feel a calling to share it with you, to give you a little bit more peace in your life. Because if you can feel a little bit less alone, if you can have someone helping to just guide you a little bit, just like people in my life have guided me and continue to guide me in ways to challenge the way I think, to look at something differently. Because you could spend your whole life in your box looking at the world the way that you look at it, and you can hit that point in your life where you decide, you make a choice, you're going to be this person, you're going to be that person, and you can be hide behind that. You know what, I'm going to be a lawyer, and I'm going to have this job, and I'm going to talk about that, I'm going to hang out with other lawyers, and I'm going to, you know, watch my sports, and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z and kind of go through the motions and try to make money and try to grow and whatever. And you can just do that and that can be great for you. You can love your job and that's beautiful, or you can hate it and realize it's something completely different than you ever imagined. But regardless of what you do, regardless of what you don't do, all I'm here is to help you just kind of look outside of the box. Look outside of the self that you are right now to see that there's something else. Because if you're in pain, if you're struggling, chances are anyone listening to this podcast has had plenty of pain and plenty of struggle in their life. If I can open you up to the fact that, like, that's okay. You're not alone in that. We all struggle. We all suffer, but we can use that pain to do something great. You know, whatever it is, like I did a podcast recently talking about shame. And it's like, if you feel shame, use that to be the launching point to change your life. If you feel anger, look at that. Why do you feel anger? There's something there for you to understand. There's something there for you to, you know, go into, dive into. And maybe one day you're meant to share that with other people to inspire them. Or maybe you can channel that energy, you know, for something good, something that feels right in your life. Whatever it is, know that, like, it's okay to feel that. You know, and by allowing yourself to feel it, by allowing yourself to release it, if you have a horrible thought, just share it. Share it with someone that you care about. Share it with someone that you trust. Or write it down. If something is like, you're like, I really shouldn't think this way, but I really feel this. Just share it. Get it out in the world. Because if it stays in your head, it's just going to brew and it's going to create more and more fear. And then fear is going to turn into panic and anxiety and all these things. But if it's in there and you get it out, then you can look at it and think, okay, why do I feel this way? What's really going on? Does it really matter? I'm so mad at this person. I'm so scared. They're going to this. It's like, okay, you're scared. But what does that do? It's like anxiety never helped the situation. I had a friend tell me that. He's like, you know, being anxious, like, it never makes the situation better. And him and I are both someone that struggles with anxiety sometimes. And it was just one of those big things like, wow, it's really the case with anything, you know? Like any like sort of emotion that like is like a fear-based emotion, it can, like I said, it can channel if you can take that and feel that and say, okay, I'm feeling this fear. I'm going to like use this for good, or I'm going to kind of like look into this. That's great. But if you just feel anxiety and you just feel it, you're like, oh no, I don't know. Like you're sitting there and you're waiting for your test results and you're in school and you're freaking out, or your boss wants to see you in his office and all day you're just freaking out. Like it doesn't do anything. It doesn't give you any sort of advantage. You know, so maybe it's time to look at things a little bit differently in your life and realize that, like, no matter what you see other people as having things together in the world, like, they're no different than you. The only difference is maybe they've worked harder. You know, maybe you see them as, like, luckier, but I don't think luck is not a thing. It's only you, and you have the opportunity to do something great in this world if you want, or make excuses and point fingers. It's extremely easy to point fingers at people. It's the easiest thing you can do in the world is to blame other people and never get anywhere in life. Everyone's got a situation that they think is the worst. I remember I first experienced that in college when it's like Facebook started coming out. I'm like, wow, everyone's just, this is like year one or year two of Facebook. It was very different, but there was still a wall and you could post stuff. And that was it. It was like you had a profile and you could post a little bit about how you were feeling. That was pretty much it. And you could upload pictures. And people would just post about their day, like, oh, I got to wake up at 5 a.m. and study for this test and then go to this class and run across school and then, like, go to track practice and then I got to study for 8 more hours and then I got to go to another class. It's like people were just trying to one-up each other about how bad their days were. And it's like it's easy to complain. It's easy to point fingers and to get upset and to look at your world as though it's such a struggle. That's the easy thing to do. But to actually look at things differently, to realize that your struggles are just part of you, part of living the game of life, and that you can use them for something greater. To me, that is the ultimate challenge and the most rewarding thing that you can do. Because it's easy to blame other people for the situation you're in. It's easy to say, well, you know, it's genetics. Oh, you know, the reason I can't lose weight, it's genetics. You know, it's genetics. It's like, well, you might want to look at that. Because, you know, if people that eat healthy generally, like, and work out and take care of themselves mentally, physically, generally, like, you know, do pretty good. And yeah, genetic, like to me, genetics is just like a karmic thing, but it's easy to point fingers. Oh, well, I came from this place. So like, I'm never going to be this or that because that's what you're told to believe. And you're so sure of that from a young age that this is just how it's going to be for you. But I look at the greats, you know, I look at someone like Bruce Lee who came from nothing and became one of the most famous and mostly acclaimed martial artists and people in the entire world. Everybody knows who, every single person knows who Bruce Lee is, like Bob Marley. You know, and they came from what can be considered nothing and they made such a big mark, and they're beloved by so many people. So it's not just me and the situation I'm in. Anyone's capable of anything. And when you realize that, you unlock your entire world. And the only last piece I want to say to leave you guys with this is I'm here to experience life. I'm not here to pretend to be perfect or to act like I have all the answers. I'm here to go through the experience of life. And when you go through the experience of life, you're going to experience everything. The highs, the lows, the ups, and the downs. And the reason I feel called to do these things, and I feel like it's not even something I think about, but when I really think about why it happens, it's because I'm here to experience life so that I can share what I've learned with other people to inspire them, to help them think outside of the box. If everything was perfect, it would be unattainable. But for me, I feel like I'm here just to share that with you, to let you guys know that like anything is possible, and also like no matter what feelings you have, that's okay. So sometimes my life creates these situations, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm going through this until I realize there's a learning and a lesson in it. And then I now having this podcast, I can share those things with y'all. So thank you so much for listening, and much more to come. Be well.